Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, it's warming up even more. Been on the air 2 hours. We've gained about 9 degrees of heat here. So it's a warm one. Get out there this morning. Now, we were talking about on the previous segment about hydrangeas and just the paniculata style, right? There are tons of different varieties in the paniculata out there. And like I said, a lot of them are white, right? But they will have that, tend to have that pink color to it. Different varieties of them, right? So I really like them. You know, obviously, taking care of them with fertilizer will make them even better, right? Depends on the fertilizer you use. There's some odd ones out there, but they happen. Anyways, the fertilizers on those, when we're looking to bloom, we could be using the same ones that we would be thinking about using for the blue hydrangeas early with that super phosphate, right? And then throughout the season, maybe using like a 10-10-10 to fertilize them. So, something to be thinking about during that growing season to even more. Right now, as those white flowers are starting to form, starting to get bigger, one thing that I recommend using is a fertilizer with a heavy middle number. So heavy phosphorus. So like a bloom booster, something along those lines. Now, I tell you to use that superphosphate early. That superphosphate, what it does is helps the root development, but then will help push more blooms later. But how do we get those blooms to stay longer? That's where that bloom booster comes in. Because the phosphorus now goes directly to the leaves and to the flowers to make them stronger and hold more. So if you're looking to fertilize your hydrangeas this time of year, when they're blooming, use a bloom booster. Something with a heavy middle number to it. So, you know, if you're going to fertilize the morning now with the watering, maybe water first, then fertilize, because that is something that will help them absorb the fertilizer a little bit more. Watering prior to fertilizing. You've heard me say that a million times. But the idea is to allow the plant to then take on those nutrients that it needs to survive some of the drought, some of everything else. So fertilizing after you water is the best way to do it. Maybe even after rain. I mean, I wish we could have some rain, right? That's one thing we would hope for. Now, the paniculata hydrangeas are the style that the majority of them, right, need, don't need to, you don't have to wait to prune them at a specific time, right? You don't have to say, all right, well, if I prune them early in the spring, I'm not going to get the flowers because of this. Well, that's usually the majority of the macrophylla type hydrangeas. Those are the blue hydrangeas. It's just easy. There's a lot more to it than just saying the blue or the white. But to give you the idea, I'll just say it as that, right? But when it comes to the paniculata, they bloom on new wood, which is that first year growth versus last year's growth, which would be the macrophylla style. So they create their flower buds for the year after they've begun the leaf out in the spring. So we can prune them at different times and not have to worry. On a lot of the paniculata hydrangeas, pruning isn't necessarily needed as much, right? Some will actually take the paniculata hydrangeas, or the panicle is another name for it, and prune them in the fall and cut them back that way. So definitely something to think about. Now, we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Jillian is in Sandwich.
Jillian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. One is about daylilies. The leaves of my daylilies are getting really leggy and long and kind of floppy, and I was wondering, is there a way to help prop them up, or is it okay to trim them, or is that a really bad idea?
No, it's really okay to trim them back, right? It's not going to harm them. What I would look at doing is when you do prune it back, almost prune it back to a point almost, right? So they almost look like they're more like blades, right? Like blades of grass on them. So what I would be doing is if you cut it back by like half or three, you know, cut it back to three quarters the size, so maybe a quarter, cutting it off. Cut the tips to an angle because they're kind of rounded as that anyways. That just helps them recreate the look to it, and it's not going to be one where they're going to brown out as easily, right? It's just going to help thin them back a little bit. I'd also look at thinning them out just a bit, the leaves out, right? Because, as you know, just looking at them, some of them are going to start to turn brown on the inside. Some of them are just getting shaded out. So I would look at, at thinning some of it out at the same time. So you can have a bigger, better plant.
Okay, thank you. And then I had a question about Shasta daisies. What is, when it comes to deadheading them, is there a best practice?
Well, so with the Shasta daisy, to prune them back, you know, once they start to fade, they just kind of look, they don't, you know, look so great on the top. So what I would like to see you do is take them back to a leaf node underneath it. And it doesn't necessarily mean like just the first leaf node. You can cut some of these back. You know, some will cut them back all the way down to the lower part so it would mix in with the rest of the plant, right? Mm-hmm. Some will just take the tops off. Really up to you and what you want to do, but what I like to see done is on some of them, just prune back like three, maybe four leaf nodes. So it doesn't look like there's just a stem in the center of your plant. You know what I mean? Leaving it just by taking the top doesn't look natural for it. It almost looks like an animal came in and just, like, chewed them off.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So, you know, usually you can set it, get it back to the first couple sets of leaves, but you'll also notice with the stem, with the flower, the nodes underneath it will be smaller. We want to go to the fully formed leaf junction is what we will consider like one or two. And that's how I would look at doing it. And the deadheading will help you produce more flowers throughout the rest of the summer.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping to get, that growth that's starting underneath.
Yeah. So you don't want to go too far that it's going to just cut everything back, but you want to go enough that it's just not going to look out of place.
Right.
So, you know, basically, like I said, about below the first leaf, the major leaf node, the first or second you can do. So you're going to look, like I said, look at it. Small little nodes, those don't count. Go down to where the major, the rest of the plant is, and prune back to about the first or second leaf node. And what you, when you do prune it back, make sure you prune right above the leaf node, not right below it.
Mm-hmm.
Because right below it, you're going to leave, on some of them can be, you know, half an inch, three quarters of an inch, and it would just be stem, and nothing's really coming out of there. It's coming out of the, where the leaf nodes go to grow the next generation. So
That's
that. Just keep an eye on the way you prune it back.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
All right, Jillian, you have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here. You can give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
You want to stay all natural? Then use all seasoned oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Teresa's in Nashua.
Teresa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question regarding hollyhocks.
Okay.
I have finally had a good year with them this year. They bloomed, and they're, I would say, past bloom. And I want to know if I can cut them back and transplant them. I have to move them because landscaping work is being done. What would be your suggestion?
So is the landscaping work being done, like, now or?
In a week.
In a week. Okay. So, you know, the one of the things that I would look for you to do is, on some of these, they like to go to seed in late August, so we're kind of before that time frame. So what I'd look to be able to do is, if you can move them at this point without cutting anything, I'd like to see that happen. I'd like to see you dig up as much of a root ball as possible. But the best way to do it is water thoroughly. You know, the night before or the morning of digging them up to move them. So the plant can absorb water. I'd then find a location maybe that's going to get a little bit of shade, even though they're not a full shade type plant. But what this does is it helps with the transplant shock, just cool the plant down a little bit. And then be able to go through the regular process of thinning them out and then letting them go to seed and overwintering. Because we're supposed to, right? That's what the books say, is cut the hollyhocks down way back to about an inch from the ground, you know, September, October, and get them ready for winter that way. So we're not there yet. If we cut them too early, what happens sometimes, especially with the plants that have seed pods starting to develop, what it does is it, all the energy doesn't go back into the root system, and it can actually shock the plant and shock the hollyhock. So the best idea for me is to get them, cut back any of the wilted flowers, right? Get rid of some of those. You can cut back some of the stems if you wanted to, if it's done blooming. And then you can move them. But I'd also look at using in the mix of soil that you're going to plant them in, like a biotone starter. And then I'd even add a protolyzer to that. So the protolyzer is going to help that fertilizer work even better for the plants. But if you have to do them now, try to do it early morning or at night when it's cooler. That's the other thing to be thinking about. The heat will stress it out already, but the watering prior to doing it, heavy watering, it's going to also loosen up some of the roots to allow the root ball to be formed a little bit. Think about, you know, how wide you can make the root ball. Those are the types of things that I would be looking at doing to move the hollyhock at this time of year when it's really not the best time to do it. But you have to. There's no choice on the matter. It's either that or they just are gone. So you might as well try this process. Excuse me. So that's what I would look to do with the hollyhocks. And, you know, as the flowers go by, prune them off. Get them, you know, throw them into the compost. Get rid of them. Whatever you want to do. That's up to you.
Fine. I just want to replant them.
Yeah, so.
Plant them somewhere else. So I know this is the worst time of year to be doing it, especially with this heat.
Definitely, but if you don't try to move them, they're not going to be there. So you might as well try. So I completely get it, and just try to get as much of root system as possible for them to help them survive. Okay.
Thank you so much, Patrick. Have a great day. Stay comfortable.
You as well, Teresa. Thank you. Bye bye. All right. The other side of the break, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us to give us some good information about what's going on during these summer months, so stay tuned for that. Hold on to the number, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram Watering Tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
USA Radio News.
President Biden made his first live appearance virtually since he was diagnosed with COVID-19, participating in a meeting with his economic team on gas prices.
Let me start by apologizing my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Mr. Biden has been isolating in the White House residence, and he and the people around him have been emphasizing the 79-year-old president is hard at work for the American people. A fast-moving wildfire near Yosemite National Park has erupted, prompting evacuations, even as firefighters made progress against an earlier blaze that burned to the edge of giant sequoia trees. This is USA Radio News. The White House announced that the U.S. is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine, a package that will include additional medium-range rocket systems and tactical drones. Ukraine forces have used U.S.-made rocket launchers and tactical drones to destroy dozens of Russian targets and hold at bay Russia's larger and more heavily equipped forces. There has been several arrests for cryptocurrency fraud.
Federal prosecutors are announcing the first insider trading case involving cryptocurrency. U.S. prosecutors in New York City said Thursday that a former product manager for Coinbase and two others have been charged with wire fraud. A U.S. attorney in Manhattan said, "Fraud is fraud, whether it occurs on the blockchain or on Wall Street." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are joined currently by Karen from Natural Alternative. That's all some great information. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Yeah, I'm a bit warm. It's a bit warm out there, but that's all right. That's what summer is all about, right?
That's right.
So, you know, for those who are getting outside and enjoying the outside temperatures, we are, we're going to be spending some time out in the yard. And, you know, we might be fertilizing, doing some things, but we also want to take care of some fleas and ticks. And you guys right now have a great bundle that will do a lot of that, right? And it's the Bugs and Bloom Bundle, right?
Yes, that is correct. It's called our Bugs and Bloom Bundle, as you mentioned. And it's a great bundle to get the items you need for the summer months at a reduced price. Using this bundle includes three great products for the outdoor gardener. It includes a shaker jug of our 505 fertilizer, a 6-ounce container of fertilizer, and an 8-ounce mosquito flea and tick hose and spray unit. So this bundle is a savings of $17 if ordered individually. Plus, now through the end of August, we're throwing in a free 2-ounce personal spray bottle to repel mosquitoes from attacking you. So if you're at a park enjoying a concert or at a picnic with friends, you're going to be protected. The 2-ounce personal spray bottle, it is DEET free. And we have additional bundles if you need more at our website. Now, included in this bundle, is the 505 in this bundle will provide the nutrients the plants need, whether it's for your vegetables, fruits, shrubs, or roses. And this fertilizer will help to develop strong roots, stems, buds, and blooms. The hose and spray unit will help to kill and repel mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. It's made from cedar oil and peppermint oil, so it has a nice scent to it. It doesn't have a chemical smell to it. And you want to make sure when you're applying this to spray underneath the leaves of your shrubs and bushes, because that's where the mosquitoes can hide. So you want to make sure you get underneath that as well. fertilizer, of course, included in this bundle is our Plant Warrior. That's what's going to help protect your plants, especially in this heat. It's going to help them stand up to the stress that they can go through. And you can always use fertilizer on your indoor or outdoor plants. And you can order this bundle. It's on our website at natural-alternative.com. And check it out under the pest selection or pest section of our website.
Now let's talk a little bit more in regards to the fertilizer, right? It is such a utility type product. You can use it for a lot of different things, but I mean, it's not going to hold the moisture in the plant, but it's going to help during drought conditions like this, right? And it's going to be very beneficial to use.
It is. It's a great product. It's going to help to promote root development. It's going to have, so fertilizer is a bunch of beneficial soil microbes. And what these microbes do is they're going to colonize around the roots of the plant. And they are going to help it to stay strong. They're going to help it when disease or any sort of bad things are occurring in the soil. They're going to protect it. They're going to eat the toxins. They're going to eat the items that the toxins are feeding on. So that'll help to protect the toxins from getting into the roots. It's going to help to provide energy for plant metabolism. It provides catalysts for enzymes. It helps to increase mineral uptake and increases root and growth development. So it does so many different things. There's so much that we could talk about. I don't think we have enough time in the day to talk about everything that fertilizer can do for the plant.
Definitely. Now, you had mentioned, you know, how it protects the plants. Well, right now we have, you know, tomato plants that are fully developing out there, and we want to protect them during these times. And what can we do in order to protect those tomato plants?
Sure. So tomatoes, as you mentioned, they're susceptible to disease if soil conditions aren't properly maintained. So tomatoes go through a disease called blossom end rot, or they also can be attacked by early tomato blight. And if the calcium levels in the soil aren't sufficient, this is going to be what happens to your tomatoes. And to help prevent this from ruining your tomatoes, we recommend using our garden lime. It's fortified with fertilizer. It has the calcium that the plants need. And the fertilizer is actually going to help to aid in maximum nutrient absorption. And the lime, the calcium, is going to help to maintain the proper soil pH level. So, again, the fertilizer will help fight off the fungal infection safely. There's no need for a chemical control on the plants that you're going to eat. And the fertilizer has a fungi in it called Trichoderma, and Trichoderma is the part of the fertilizer that's going to help to resist the environmental extremes. It's going to help to produce the natural plant growth hormones and improve the plant structure. So all of this is working to make sure your plants are doing what they're supposed to do and producing the plants and the tomatoes that you want without having to worry about the diseases affecting them. And the great thing about the fertilizer is it is OMRI certified. So we do have that on the fertilizer.
That's huge too, especially when we're dealing with edible fruit vegetables. We want to make sure we're safe, right? So that's good right there. Now let's, you know, the other thing we kind of worry about, and you know, we kind of, at this point, some people might just say, I'm not going to deal with it right now. But, you know, what are we expecting during these summer months in the lawn?
So that's a good question. And we're getting a lot of phone calls. People are asking, you know, what are these brown spots? You know, should I be applying fertilizer? or if they applied, they think they may have applied too much fertilizer. So the summer fertilizer is our corn gluten product. So the chance to burn is very minimal. It's not going to happen using the corn gluten. And even if you do put it down at a heavier rate than you think it should have, it's actually going to help to feed the soil. And we want to make sure that, you know, you don't panic when you start to see your lawn turning brown. Consistent drought and sun pounding down on the soil can make even the best lawns start to falter. So, again, this is normal. Lawns will go through dormancy. This is the way the lawn can protect itself. The growth cycle is going to start to slow down, and we recommend that you continue to use natural alternative fertilizer. When the cooler temperatures start to come back, the lawns are going to respond better than lawns that have not been treated with our fertilizers. And the organics in our fertilizer will help to hold on to moisture and release it to the plants as needed. The organics kind of act like little sponges so that they're holding on to the water, whether they get it through the rain or watering or the dew in the evening. If you feel you need to water your lawn, we recommend that you water it maybe 1 inch per spot per week. And we need to let it dry out in between waterings. You don't want to have it watering every day. This is going to reduce the chance of disease. And we also recommend, as you mentioned earlier this morning, watering in the morning. And a lot of people have gotten into the routine where they like to mow certain times or, you know, try to mow at least once a week. And we recommend if you feel you have to mow it in the late evening and only if it needs it. We don't want to stress out the lawn even more. And if you do mow it at a height of like 3.5 to 4 inches. We want to make sure that, you know, we're not mowing it too short because that's going to stress out the lawn even more. And mow in the late evening so it's better for you and it's better for the grass. And if you have questions, you can always call us at 888-546-5941 to figure out what's going on with your lawn. And we do have on our Know and Grow library on our website a section titled Mowing and Watering. And so this will help to provide you some answers to questions you might have, when to water, how to water, and mowing as well.
Definitely. Tons of great information on the Know and Grow library there. If you have some time, I really highly recommend going on there to use that. Now, one follow-up here. You mentioned it a little bit, and you've mentioned it before, but when people hear corn gluten, right, in their fertilizer, they don't even think fertilizer. They think, all right, I'm suppressing weeds. It's a weed control. And yes, that's definitely it. But I think a lot of people don't realize that corn gluten has a fertilizer aspect to it. And so I really think it's great that you have it in there and you bring it up. Because it, you know, the more you know about these things, the better.
It's great. It's a great product. It's a high organic product. It's very nitrogen rich. And when we're using it in our fertilizer program, we're basically using it to help to continue to feed the soil. And it's not a high nitrogen content during the summertime, which makes it perfect to maintain those feedings and so forth. And I know, you know, we're always planning ahead a natural alternative, like for the next couple of seasons. So when the fall temperatures are starting to roll around, anybody that has damage in your lawns, whether it be from the heat or construction or anything that's going on, we always recommend overseeding your lawn. And the grass seed that we use and offer has been tested and ranks high in brown patch resistant. It ranks high in traffic damage and offers zero weed and zero crop seed. So when it starts to get cooler, we recommend seeding and overseeding in the fall, which is around September. But you can use our recuperator fertilizer. It's a starter fertilizer, and that's going to help to jumpstart the growth of new plants. So when you don't want to seed in the summer, we recommend seeding in the fall, so that way you have three growing cycles before these temperatures roll around again.
Definitely. And, you know, this is the time to start planning for the fall. You know, with renovating lawns, if you're looking to do specific things where it's a total renovation, you know, there are products out there, you know, non-organic products out there that need X amount of time to get out of the soil before you can reseed. So thinking about these things now is only going to benefit you for the fall. So when fall hits, you can get that seed down. You can get that fertilizer, the recuperator fertilizer with it to continue the right growing season. I like how you said, you know, it has three growing cycles before it hits this again. That, you know, that's not something I had thought of, really. When you said it, it hit me. I was like, wow, that's actually, I mean, that's pretty awesome. So, you know, we can touch on that in a little bit more after the break here. But right now we're joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. So take a look at their website at natural-alternative.com. In the meantime, for anybody who wants to give us a call after, 855-660-4261.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Hold on to that number because right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. We've been talking about some great things, you know, kind of what to expect during the summer months, how we can protect some things. And one of the things that we started to touch base on is obviously we're planning for fall, especially with grass seed and everything, but there are other things that we can plan for fall with. And you have some good ideas on this that I think everybody should hear about, Karen.
Sure. So on our Know and Grow library, there is a section under the Grow section that talks about our fall vegetable garden plan. So this is something that you can start to figure out now what you want to plant, how you want to lay it out. And if you have kids or grandkids, get them involved because it helps them. It helps them get away from the TV, the games. It gets them out in the dirt and doing things. And a lot of things that you can plant is kale, broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts. These are all great items. It also teaches them about the cycle of life for plants and how they can take care of them and watering them in, and it's a great thing to do with kids. And I know we talk a lot about the Know and Grow library, and I just want to talk a little bit about that. This library was designed to provide articles, checklists, videos, resources that can help educate people on things happening in their lawns and gardens and what you can expect to see during different times of the year. And there's a lot of times that there are things that you can do, such as cultural practices, such as what we talked about earlier, mowing and watering, when to mow, how to mow, and when to water. So I definitely recommend checking those out. My boss is a big proponent of educating people, and we want to educate you and not just sell to you. So this is very important to us, that if you can't get a hold of us on the weekend or something, maybe you can check out our Know and Grow library to see what we have going on. And there's a section in there. We talk a lot about gardening, and there's a few recipes from fried green tomatoes to smoothies and refreshers. And my personal favorite is the spaghetti squash taco bake. That is made with things that you can grow in your garden, and it's a great meal that you can make, especially with your kids. Teach them, you know, that they're planting these items and taking care of them and how they can turn it into a meal. So it gets them involved. And this, again, is our Know and Grow Library. It's on our website at natural-alternative.com. And if you can't find something or if you have questions about what's going on and we talked about, always give us a call. The number is 888-546-5941. It's great to talk to your listeners. They're always so sweet and so nice. I just enjoy talking to them. So I wanted to make sure that we let people know about the Know and Grow Library and where they can look for tips on what to do to maximize the dollars they're spending in their gardens and lawns.
Awesome. It's tons of great information. Your website is phenomenal. And, you know, you mentioned the phone number, which is just beyond, I just can't say how great it is, because a lot of companies out there, you make a phone call and you get, all right, press 1 for this, press 7 for this, and then you get halfway through and you're like, all right, what number was it? You guys are actually there to answer the questions that the listeners have during the week. So I can't say enough about your company because of the fact that you're there to help people, not just, you know, sell the product. It's to make sure that they're successful. So you guys are awesome for that, and I know the listeners appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate hearing them. And, you know, like I said, in Victoria, people call in, ask about Victoria. She's still working with us. She's working from her home. And if you leave her message, she'll get back to you. I know she checks the emails throughout the weekend as well. So she's available as well. And, you know, going back to the fertilizer, I know you like that. If anybody wants to order just the fertilizer, they can use the PPGC coupon code, and that'll get 10% off of your order.
Awesome. Well, Karen, thank you as always. We appreciate all the information. There's so much information that comes in this brief period, so thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too, Patrick.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to take a break here, but give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.